Yes, please?
Dr. Kissinger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hello. Mr. President. You told me that McGeorge Bundy had the effrontery to tell you that Bobby Kennedy and that period didn't have any taps on national security.
Yeah.
Have you heard the figures?
Al mentioned them to me.
Well, let's get away from the bullshit. Bobby Kennedy was the greatest tapper, 300 in 1963, almost 300, 250 in the rest. And I'm getting the names, and I'm going to publish the names next Thursday.
I think so.
Let your assholes know that they're going to get this, Henry, right in the camp.
Should, absolutely.
Because they have done us in on this thing. Now, the biggest tapper was Bobby Kennedy. Now, Johnson doesn't appear to be so big, but he had the Secret Service do it. And I've ordered Raleigh to give me the names of the Secret Service tap, and I'm going to put those out, too.
I think
they're going to, they want to have a gut fight. They're going to get one, Henry. You understand? And they think they know how to fight. They've never fought it anybody before. But you see, Bobby Kennedy was the biggest tapper of all. Now, I want you, now this is not going to come up on Monday, but leak it to somebody. Talk to one of your liberal friends and say, we've got a blockbuster coming out. Now, will you do that?
Certainly, I can.
You can say, look, this whole business of tapping, they have really opened it up because Bobby Kennedy, Hoover told me this, you see, and I knew this, and I recollected. Remember I told you that maybe George Money was lying. Well, Hoover told me, he said, Bobby Kennedy had me tapping everybody. I think, incidentally, I'm on that list.
And I'd be surprised.
And so my point, I don't mind, but my point is, I don't want this goddamn hypocrisy.
Well, if we can get the names, Mr. President, we ought to put some of them out.
Not some, all of them. Everybody's going to go out. I'm going to put the whole damn list out.
Well, then they'll force us to put all of ours out.
Well, I don't give a damn about that. I'll put ours out. But we're gonna force them right now if they're going to play this game. Ours will get out anyway, Henry. You understand?
But what we should do in any event is to get this list out.
That's what I mean, yeah. Well, we're going to do that Monday, but just let one of your liberal friends know that there's a real blockbuster coming, that the most tapping was done in the Kennedy administration, this study has shown, and the facts are going to come out. See, Eisenhower's figures averaged about 110.
Right.
Bobby Kennedy's averaged 240. Good God. You see what I mean? Johnson was very high his first year in 67, and then in 68 it dropped to 80. But that year, everybody knows, he had the Secret Service do the tapping because Ramsey Clark was Attorney General.
Exactly.
Get the point?
Of course.
Our figure was 120, 110, very small.
And most of those were intelligence tests.
I know that, right. But I just want for your reassurance, but don't let McGeorge Bundy give you any of that bullshit anymore, because it just gets beyond belief.
Beyond belief.
Double standard. But anyway, on the positive side, our trip, I think, was...
I think it's going very well, Mr. President. Everyone now is riding. It's always...
Takes a little time. Well, the thing I told Al, though, Henry, is look, they pissed on everything we've done, like the Shanghai communique, the Russian summit, everything else. We could do something that was perfect, and they're going to piss on it. So let's not worry about that.
They didn't really piss on it. They're now saying that the door is unlocked. The Pompidou press conference today helped.
Yeah.
And they're riding it quite straight.
Yeah. All right. But remember, on this trap business, it's going to catch some of your friends, incidentally. Because I know some of the names.
I wouldn't be a bit on that.
I know some of the names, and boy, they want a brutal fight. They're going to get one, and they're going to get it goddamn soon.
They've been asking for it.
That's right.
For a long time.
Okay.
Right.
Fine. Be sure McGeorge Bundy knows that this is coming out. That'd be a very good one.